Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Dr. Jeffrey Geis, Associate Superintendent for the Clark County School District, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's an associate superintendent with Clark County School District and helps to run the turnaround zone. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Pleasure to be here.
So what did you think of the legislative session?
Well, I mean, it ended without anybody killing each other. I think that there were some wins on both sides. I think that the ESA certainly turned out the way that the major school districts in the state wanted them to turn out.
Did that surprise you?
You know, it did surprise me at the end of the day. It really did surprise me. I thought that the governor wouldn't give there, and it pleasantly surprised me, to be very honest.
Ruma Maria was on the show a couple of days ago and, of course, thrilled with the result. What did you think about the vouchers that ended up at the end?
I am not a proponent of vouchers the way it was proposed. In some districts throughout the United States, they have voucher systems where if the schools agree to sign on, then they have to take that per pupil expenditure that the student has, and then that student is able, those dollars follow that student, and it's real choice. It's not a portion of those dollars. And then it comes with transportation, if you will, like in New Orleans. I'm a proponent of that because that's a quality for kids and the kids that need it most. But I'm not a proponent of giving vouchers to parents that will just simply supplement what they're already doing with their kids in private institutions.
It was interesting. Mayor Carolyn Goodman was on the program, and as you know, she founded the Meadow School. And she had a long list of complaints about what's going on in education. One, the first one she said was that we shouldn't break what we have. We should fix what we have. That's the number one thing. She also decried the per pupil spending, saying that that's way too low to buy anything. Also decried how much we pay teachers. She talked about everybody knowing and remembering the teacher that was passionate and excited. And of course, I thought of you immediately because you were always so passionate. But we're not going to get those great teachers if we don't pay the money. What are your thoughts on some of those ideas?
Well, I think she's right. I think that in the Clark County School District, certainly some headway's been made toward that with the recent negotiations where teachers can get CU credits, if you will, working with their schools, and those things are individualized. So teachers can earn and have the potential to earn a lot more money. It's not instantaneous. It's not across the board for everybody, but it's certainly individually tailored to even their school's needs. And every school is different. That's what I've really learned in this business. And we have to be cognizant of the students that come into every school we get. That's why I'm very reticent about judging a school just simply by the state test score. Because, you know, I work with schools where I've got youngsters coming in there that are hungry, are not proficient by any means. I've got middle schools where I've got kids coming in.
When you say proficient in English.
I've got middle schools where kids coming into the sixth grade that don't even know their ABCs. So, and that is not necessarily a byproduct of the school district, because they may or may not have been in the system. A lot of them have not been in the system. So to judge a teacher on the test score of a school based on a state standard is inherently unfair. Rather, that teacher should be judged on where did the kids start and where did you get them. Now, do we have to have a line of demarcation of status eventually? Absolutely, because that kid has to have a diploma. But you've got to look at those things from two different lenses, growth of kids and ultimately proficiency.
We've seen over the last many years the inability of the school district to be able to hire teachers. Is that all about how much we're paying, or are there other factors that go into that as well?
Well, I think there's a combination of factors. I do think that salary is a big one. I don't, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, is if you have a teacher shortage. I mean, we have 18, 20,000 teachers in the Clark County School District, maybe 500-600 vacancies. Is that really a huge problem? I suppose it is for the people that have to have a teacher, the kids that have to have a teacher that isn't a licensed teacher in their room. But in the scheme of things, that's a small percentage for the number of teachers that we have. But I do think that the education business in the United States needs to look more like business relative to paying people for the positions that are most coveted. So here and in many districts, it's science, it's math, special ed. I mean, you know, I think in business, if you have those, if you have people that have a certain skill set, you know, they may warrant a higher salary. And I think school districts need to look at some of that.
We're looking, obviously, at huge growth coming into both ends of the state, but obviously looking with $15 billion worth of projects on the boards for Southern Nevada, Clark County is going to see tremendous growth. All of the construction industries are desperate to have people working in those industries. Is the Clark County School District directing their attention towards that and looking at kids and saying, you know, college may not be the best path for you? It may be that you should go into a trade and technical school?
There's a lot of choices, not only in the school district, but even outside the school district in Southern Nevada for kids to find their niche. You know, my wife is at a charter school called Odyssey, been there for almost 10 years. I'm a proponent of school choice for kids. I'm on a board of a charter school called Founders Academy. We have magnet schools, CTE programs, career and technical schools, vocational programs, even in our high schools, even in our comprehensive high schools. So, yeah, I think the district has made a big effort to push dollars to those programs and to help kids find their niche, especially once they get to the high school level, ninth grade.
And what do you think about the growth that's coming? Are we prepared for it? Do we have enough money in Clark County for funding the building of schools, the remodeling of schools? Is the money there, or is there concern that we're going to be behind the curve as this wave hits
us? Oh, no, the money is not there. I think there's big concerns with it. I just got Orr Middle School, for example, as a new turnaround school. Or will, just like all of our other turnaround schools, improve within a period of 3-4 years. Our goal is 3 stars, 3 years, and that inevitably happens because of good leadership. But I look at that facility, and we work with our maintenance folks, and no, dollars aren't there. I mean, you just don't have dollars there to do the repairs that you'd like to do. Now we're going to make it so at Orr. And they'll make it so in the most serious situations like that. But no, you've got schools that should have been replaced long ago. You've got a lot of maintenance issues that just go unattended. They have to rank them on different scales, high priority to lower priority. And even the lowest priority are high priority in my mind. But you have to do that when funding is limited.
Are we still seeing as many free and kids that need free lunches or subsidized lunches? And breakfasts, et cetera. That number where it was during the recession? Has it gone down at all? Is it going up?
No, as a matter of fact, I believe it's gone up. About half of our kids are what would be considered free and reduced lunch students.
And the cause, is it the fact that we're a service industry?
You know, Sam, I suppose there's a lot of causes, but, you know, those things are determined, of course, by the economic level of the parents, and those are the students we serve, especially in Southern Nevada. And we find that those students are all over, not just in our at-risk inner-city schools. They're even in suburban schools, more and more and more and more.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dr. Jeffrey Geis when we come back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's an associate superintendent with the Clark County School District, helps to run the turnaround zone. For those that have not heard our previous conversations, explain what the turnaround zone is.
I'll do it very quickly.
You've got time.
we have a process to identify the lowest performing schools that are downward trending in the Clark County School District, and I'm in charge of running that process. And we do it in a very thoughtful way. It takes about 3 to 4 months to do it appropriately. So we look at it from a quantitative standpoint, where the school is with the state data, and then a qualitative standpoint. So we interview every licensed staff member in the school. It populates an audit, if you will, that I run. And then we look at all those factors to determine which of those schools that we review, we always do about 2 dozen a year, should come into my zone for treatment. We usually reassign the principal and appoint a new principal there who has the authority to then reassign some staff and appoint some new staff. And I have to reiterate that when we do that, it is not a dance of the lemons. It's, you know, President Trump just got elected. He doesn't have to work with President Obama's cabinet. It doesn't mean President Obama's cabinet were a bunch of lemons, and it doesn't mean President Trump's cabinet is. It means that you have to have people around you that are of your philosophical mindset and want to march to the same drummer, if you will. So that's how it works, and we've had great success. And then the schools that don't come into us are given a report on how to improve, and we track that. And they also improve with the continuous improvement report we give them. So ours is to improve an entire system, not build a zone.
How is this all interacting with the reorganization of the Clark County School District, the splitting up of the district that's been mandated?
It's moving along quite well, because there's something that that's frightening out there to school communities, and that's the Achievement School District. So that has really helped us with the buy-in from our school communities.
And explain in detail what that is.
The Achievement School mm-hmm. District was a law passed in 2015 legislature, which allows the State Department of Education to identify a charter organization to then take over a traditional public school. And then that charter organization would receive the building, hire a principal. That principal would hire faculty and so forth. I'm opposed to that, because that is not school choice. I'm an advocate of school choice. As I said, my wife teaches a charter school. I'm on a charter board. Those charters came available because a group of stakeholders got together and said, let's build a charter. Let's put this name on it. Let's call it this philosophy. And then let's advertise it and promote it. And when you build it, people will come. That is wonderful. That's school choice. The Achievement School District is not school choice. That is a takeover. And that's why we see parent communities not wanting to go that route. To date, parent communities have not wanted to go that route. Maybe some will later.
Let me ask you this. I mean, you know, we hear so much about charter schools, the potential with charter schools. We obviously have longstanding parochial schools that have been very successful for the most part. But if we were to have a wholesale move towards charter schools, are there enough qualified charter schools, in your opinion, to be able to handle?
There are quality charter operators out there in the United States of America. Unfortunately, those don't want to come to the state of Nevada because our per pupil is so low. That was part of the issue the Achievement School District had in attracting them. They don't want to come here for this low per pupil amount. So you get what you call are your B and C rated charter organizations that are bidding. So the one that they had identified this last time was Celerity, and Celerity fell through because of issues they were having in Southern California and LAUSD and raids by the FBI and so on and so forth. So, of course, the state took them off the docket for a charter takeover in Clark.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more with Dr. Jeffrey Geis when we come back.
Sully's Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dr. Jeffrey Geis. He's an associate superintendent with the Clark County School District, helps to run the turnaround zone. You know, as we've seen what's been going on with the Trump administration and immigration, how has that been affecting either your schools or schools that you're aware of in the Clark County School District?
Yeah, so initially we had a lot of reports from principals because, you know, all of my schools and the principals that serve in our schools are mainly inner city, a lot of black and brown kids, just to be completely direct, a lot of poverty. And we had a lot of fear expressed that was reported to my office from students and, of course, misconceptions, you know, that they would be sent back to their home of origin or things like that, that principals had to temper, okay, because, you know, kids were afraid. Some parents were, of course, misinformed, afraid to send their kids to school, and they had to deal with that. We had a high school, I don't want to call it out, but there were some very egregious things done symbolically. Nooses hung out, swastikas put on the front doors of the school, and you know, you can't attribute that all to certainly the presidential election, but I think that it's emboldened some wacky people. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, look what happened yesterday. It emboldens people that are crazy on both sides of the aisle. And yeah, we've had to deal with some of that.
We're taping this the day after the shooting at the congressional softball tournament in D.C. You know, people are talking now about dialing back the rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I think it's possible for a day or two. and then we'll go back to the norm, unfortunately. And some of these things are becoming the new norm. You know, it's like the new norm with, you know, I posted a thing on my social media the other day about, you know, kids are statistically safer in a public school than their own living rooms. But a lot of the public doesn't believe that. But that's absolutely true. I mean, they're safer in public schools than just about any place else that they go. Yet it is a new norm in our society where school administrators, you find weapons on kids, guns, knives, those kinds of things. They're still statistically safer in schools, but that has become a new norm. 20 years ago, that was not normal. And, you know, you remember Columbine or the sure. That was, you talked about it for months and weeks, and it was just so horrific. It is still horrific, but it's people are becoming jaded. So when we say, do you think it'll be scaled down? No, I don't. I think that people will say it, talk about it, and how it should be, and that's the way we want it. And I agree it should be that way, but unfortunately, I don't think it will be.
Let's talk about some of the innovation that you've done in the past and where some of this is going. When you and I first got together a long time ago now, you were having teachers go to China to be immersed in Mandarin so they could come back and teach Mandarin Chinese because there was a need. How has this program grown over the years?
So that program has evolved greatly. We had one great teacher. She was an English teacher in our system, and we got a grant from Sig Rogich and the Public Ed Foundation to send her to an immersion program.
And we had her on the show.
Yes, and fast forward 10 years, thousands and thousands of kids have been impacted positively by learning Mandarin, maybe not to the level of fluency, but certainly a holistic understanding, which has made those kids very, very competitive for colleges and even locally, even on the Las Vegas Strip. Just having a holistic understanding without fluency, Las Vegas caters to the Orient, to China particularly, and it's really given those kids a competitive edge. And we track a lot of that. I've tracked a lot of that. I'm so proud of that program. And the credit really doesn't go to me. It goes to the teacher who wanted to take that on and who's still teaching at Liberty High School.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we were at the Lucky Dragon the other evening for dinner. And their whole thrust is towards the Asian market, not so much from China, but from California, from the Pacific Northwest. But it's mainly an Asian clientele and Asians who are working in the place. Mm-hmm. And it's a fabulous property. They've had to increase the size inside of various aspects because they've been overwhelmed by the business. And then with Resorts World building on the Strip, the Malaysian company, that's also going to be oriented towards the Asian community. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how many of those students that have gotten immersed at one point or another are going to end up with careers because of that ability to speak Chinese.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's fantastic.
All right. That's where we got to leave it. Dr. Jeffrey Geis, it's been too long. So glad you're back.
Thank you, Sam, for
always,
having me.
Always a pleasure.
Pleasure is all mine. Thank
all right,
you.
We'll be right back.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
You can download podcasts of Nevada Newsmakers free of charge from iTunes. We'll see you on the next broadcast.